George Richards joins us. The Florida Panthers are back in the race. They're only two back of the Boston Bruins. George, a few weeks ago, Florida was 8 points out. Now they're within two. The Bruins aren't playing great. And, all this talk, rumors about maybe Phil Kessel, them having interest. What's going on in Florida?
They've been very lucky that Boston has fallen back on hard times, and they really haven't been able to take full advantage of it. I mean, you look at the way the Panthers have played. They got a win last night in Toronto, but, they hadn't won in three. They had a three-game winless streak going into that. So this may be a case of lost opportunity because, they're tantalizingly close right now, but I think they will recognize that if they don't make it, that not being able to take advantage of Boston when they're down has hurt them.
Yeah, absolutely, George. I mean, it looked worse a little while ago, but the fact is, in the last 10, Florida's the same as the Bruins, 4-4-2. So you haven't made much hay lately. Plus, you got to think, while you want to concentrate on your own schedule, as much as you've reeled in the Bruins a little bit, Philly's coming too now, and from the other end.
Yeah, but I tell you what, though, in the final 10, 11 games of the season, Florida and Boston play three times. If it's Florida and Boston battling for position, I don't know if Philly can keep up the pace that they're playing right now. I mean, they're obviously playing their best hockey of the season right now. Can that continue for the Flyers? I don't know. I think the Panthers just need to worry about what's in front of them, and right now that's Boston, and they're going to have plenty of opportunity to play Boston, although they don't match up very well with the Bruins. At least they're going to have their chance to get them with, three games in the final 10 against the Bruins.
Well, that's great schedule making, actually, how that plays out. But looking at the Panthers, George, Dale Tallon, how important would it be to that franchise to get to the postseason? Do you think, do you see him making a splash now that they're this close?
Yeah, he said last night he's not going to Band-Aid anything. He's not going to go out and make a move where he gives up a couple of his young guys for maybe a rental player or something like that. I think the Panthers are going to be both selling and buying, in the coming weeks. They've got the four pending free agents. Sean Bergenheim is out of here. There's no way he comes back. And then he's got Scotty Upshaw, Thomas Fleischmann, and Thomas Kopechke. I would think two of the four pending free agents will be gone. I think maybe two stay. And then he brings up a couple of the kids. But it just depends what's out there. I mean, the one thing is there are a lot of teams that are going to be selling. The races are pretty tight in the playoffs. I mean, I think there's, 10 teams in the East and 10 teams in the West, and everybody else is going to be selling. So I think there's going to be a lot of competition for guys, and I think price tags are going to be high.
George, yeah, it's a fine line to walk. If you're close, you want to do what you can to get in, but you don't want to mortgage the future, goes the cliche. From where you sit, what's the one little tweak that makes sense that they could do? And we're not talking blockbuster, but just a usable piece. Where do they need that?
Well, I would think that they've got enough kids down on the, down in the minors, and maybe one of their kids that's, a prospect or whatever, that they might be able to wheel off to a team where the Panthers have an abundance of riches right now. It seems funny to say because of the position they've been in the past decade, but they've got a lot of good young kids. I'm not talking about trading Ekblad or Barkov or Bjugstad, not in any way, shape, or form. Those guys are untouchable. But they've got some guys in the minors, Vinny Trocheck. They've got Jimmy Hayes, who just scored another goal last night in Toronto. Some guys that maybe some teams would be that would really like to have, and maybe they could make some kind of deal. They definitely need some scoring. They definitely need some, a winger who can score. They're pretty good defensively. We know they're set in goal. So there isn't a whole lot that they need to do, but scoring goals has been a problem for the Panthers. It's something they need to address. Obviously, getting a guy like Phil Kessel almost solves that, but, I mean, again, that's a long shot, and that's a long way away in dealing with that. But if they could get some scoring, I think the Panthers could be in a good situation.
George, you mentioned scoring and Jimmy Hayes together. Would they really move this guy? I mean, the one thing he does is find the back of the net. He's going for the Cy Young here with 17 goals and 10 assists.
I agree. I know. But he's a restricted free agent. There's talk that he may be a tough sign. I don't know. I think that I would keep him. Obviously, he's a big body. He plays the way the Panthers want. He plays a north-south game. He gets in front of the net. Last night's goal, a perfect Jimmy Hayes goal. It was a shot that he just deflects, goes past, you know, and into the back of the net. He is one of the gritty kind of players that you want to have. But I think if you can get somebody that can, you know, a sniper type of guy, and I don't think those guys are out there. I mean, so I'm just, you know, throwing out a major hypothetical here. You know, maybe he would be a piece that would be attractive coming back.
George Richards joining us, Florida Panthers sitting in ninth place, whatever you want to call it, one back of the second wild card position. George, I want to get your thoughts on it because the only thing I don't like about the playoff format is that, let's say Florida gets in, that technically, and let's say there's four Atlantic teams and four Metropolitan teams, they could still play a Metropolitan team in the first round, not in their own division, right? Like that to me, the only reason you should cross over is if number five is better than number four in the other one. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. I think the only way that you should cross, I mean, if you're going to do it, I mean, because the way the playoffs are set up now is to create the rivalries and to create that two round set where it's the one division against each other. Unless it's 5-3, you know, I don't think they should be. I think it should be the Atlantic versus the Atlantic for the first two, Metro versus Metro, whatever, you know what I mean? So divisionals in the first two rounds, and then you've got a championship. I think that, you know, the way they set it up, I know it was controversial at the time, but I kind of like it. It creates rivalries. You know, fans seem to dig it. So I think that's the way it should be.
George, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the player stats, and you mentioned Aaron Ekblad. Debate here is, you know, bringing the kids along, right, especially, you know, a defenseman like Darnell Nurse and so on. This Ekblad, he's just something already. I mean, do you ever shake your head and wonder how this guy's playing like this at this age?
He's been unreal. I mean, I'll tell you what, he's made some mistakes. I mean, nobody's going to say he hasn't because he's, now he's 19 years old. We've been saying 18 years old all year. He had a birthday. Now he's in the 19-year-old phenom. He's been terrific. I mean, to play that position as well as he has, coming straight out of junior, you know, there was never a question of whether the Panthers were going to send him back. He completely belongs at the NHL level. He looks like a cagey veteran out there. I mean, the things he does, he's a great skater. He's got size. He's got a terrific shot. And he doesn't rattle. I think, you know, the reason I bring up his mistake, you know, if he makes a mistake, it doesn't carry over to the next shift. We saw him one game a couple weeks ago make a turnover that led to a goal. On his next shift, he's breaking up a two-on-one break effortlessly. I mean, just, you know, so things don't get stuck in his head. He's got great poise. And, you know, I think the Panthers are extremely happy they kept that number one pick and selected him because I think he's going to be a player to reckon with for a long, long time.
Eric Gabranson playing 18 minutes a night, more like a third pairing guy than he is a second at all. Are they happy with his development? Do you think, is he going to be a third pairing guy, or does he have the potential to move up to be a second pair?
I think he has the potential. You know, he's still a young guy. He's still, you know, he missed some time. He's still developing. I think the Panthers really like his physical style. I think Eric Gabranson doesn't make mistakes. He did last year. This year, I think he's been fine. I don't think anybody's even mentioned his play in any kind of negative way.
Okay.
You know, he's a great, great locker room guy. I mean, he's got great leadership ability. He's a stand-up guy. I think they like him. But right now, yeah, he's a bottom three guy. But, you need that. And, you know, the Panthers' defense has been pretty good. I think right now he's playing with Willie Mitchell out and Dmitry Kulikov suspended. He's playing, you know, in the second defensive pairing. And he played very well last night. So I don't think there's any problem there at all.
George, I think with a guy like Gudbranson, and every team has these players,
mm-hmm.
I think you've got to, with Gudbranson, take the offensive numbers out of the equation. He's not going to be that point producer from the back end. I see him as a plus player on a middle-of-the-pack team. In my books, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people look at where he was selected in the draft. He was taken third overall, and I think that's where maybe some undue pressure gets put on him. He's a very solid NHL defenseman. He does his job well, plays great defense, and I'll tell you what, you talk about he doesn't have the offensive numbers, but he's got one heck of a shot. I could see him 1 year, you know, maybe pulling Jason Garrison-type numbers, you know, just on you know, power play guy, just rifling those shots from the point. One of these days, maybe that'll come, but so far it hasn't. And I'll tell you, yeah, I think they're fine with it. But I think sometimes people look at that third overall pick and say he should be something that he's not. He's been a very solid player, and I think the Panthers are pleased with him.
George, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the fever of a playoff run.
It's fun, I'll tell you that.